Well, there is certainly a sort of a differentiation of interests here. I mean, Greece has never had a very large sort of working class in the classic sense of people who work in factories. And now quite a lot of the people who do the simplest and most basic jobs in Greece are not actually Greek citizens, they are immigrants. So the Greek working class is smaller than ever. So from that point of view, this isn't a classic sort of Marxist revolutionary struggle. But it's certainly true that the crisis has lain... It's certainly true that the crisis has laid bare the very different ways in which different parts of society have benefited from the situation that existed before the crisis blew up, and the other differentiation between those who are paying a lot or a little to solve this crisis.